What Tenderness Needs by Heather Platt. There's something I need to speak with you about, Tenderness said, interrupting my train of thought. Yes? What is it? I was distracted and she knew it. I need to know you're giving me your full attention first, she said. Why don't we wait until you can be more fully present? Okay, I said with some irritation in my voice, and then I turned away from her. There were more important things to do with my time. Later that day, when I finished my work, she asked again, Can I have a bit of your time? I was tired, so I pretended not to hear her as I flicked on the TV. It took 4 days before I finally made time for her. She waited patiently, but there was sadness in her face as I ignored her again and again. I'm ready now, I said finally at the end of the fourth day as I settled into my favorite chair by the window. What was it you wanted to talk about? Before she spoke, she lit a candle on the small table between us. Well, I want to be in your life, she said, once she'd settled in her chair and pulled a blanket over her lap. I believe your life is better with me around, so I built you this house and invited you to live here. But I don't always feel safe when I'm with you. I'm afraid you won't protect me or stand up for me. Sometimes when you see people make fun of me or bully me, you pretend I don't exist. I could feel my jaw tighten with resistance and self-justification, but I knew that she was right. Many years of valuing toughness over softness have taught me to brush aside tenderness when it gets in the way. It doesn't always feel like a natural fit to live in this house with tenderness. It's been hard to make a place for you in my life, I said, my voice softening. I've gotten hurt so many times, and I've had to learn to be a warrior on my children's behalf, and, well, it just feels easier to pretend I don't have any tenderness left, that I am tough and thick-skinned. I know, she said, and that makes me sad. I could help you heal that hurt, but you first have to let me in. It feels risky to let you in, I said. I'm always afraid that I'll get hurt when you are too exposed, so I pretend you're not there and I ignore you when people make fun of you. It's a survival strategy, I suppose. I hardly know I'm doing it anymore. Do you think we can be friends now? Tenderness asked. Can you let down your guard and let me in, now that you're healing some of the scars that brought that toughness into your life? Yes, I think we can, I said as tears puddled in my eyes. There's something I need from you, though, in order for me to feel safe with you. She paused, staring at the candle. I need to know that you'll protect me. I need to hear you say that you'll put up boundaries that won't let anyone hurt me or make fun of me. I need to know that you value me enough for that. I was quiet for a while, pondering what was being asked of me. I will try, I said. I'll do the best I can. Perhaps you don't see that when you abandon me, you abandon yourself, Tenderness said, kindly but firmly. I am part of you, and you're cutting me off in order to survive, but I don't think you want to abandon yourself anymore. No, I said, in barely more than a whisper. I've done enough of that. I need to reclaim myself, and I need to reclaim you. It will be good to be your friend again, Tenderness said, touching my hand. Will you be my teacher? I asked. Will you help me learn to love myself more deeply? Yes, said Tenderness, but you'll need to be willing to practice being with me every day. You'll need to make me a priority, or you'll slip back into old patterns. I will do my best, I said. These old patterns are hard to break, but I will try. Reflections. Are you tough and thick-skinned? Why? Do you feel free to reveal your tenderness to others? Is there any shame attached to this part of you? How well do you erect and hold boundaries around your tenderness?